Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I had a lively discussion. Actually, it was a heated disagreement with 3 brother priests over the meaning of one condition for a plenary indulgence. Let me describe the debate and see whose side you would land on. Since Immaculate Conception is a Jubilee church, many pilgrims of hope have traveled from all parts of Western Arkansas to obtain a plenary indulgence here. The 4 straightforward conditions for a plenary indulgence are: make a sincere confession, receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, pray for the intentions of the Pope, and visit a Jubilee church. Easy peasy. But the discussion arose when I texted some priest friends about the meaning of the 5th condition, detachment from both mortal and venial sins. My argument was that condition constituted the hardest, almost impossible, of all the 5 requirements. Why? Well, because a Christian should be entirely detached, that is, not even desire to commit not just a mortal sin, but even venial sins, like gossiping and telling white lies, or procrastinating, or eating too much, or drinking to excess, or doom scrolling on social media. Harboring grudges, lustful thoughts, and so forth. I argued that condition seemed a very high bar for moral behavior. By the way, every Sunday morning around 9:30 a.m., my iPhone tells me how much I averaged in terms of screen time on my phone per day in the previous week. It averages to about 4 hours and 29 minutes. How about you? In case you're wondering, average Americans spend 5 to 6 hours per day. We do a lot of doom scrolling. But one priest friend insisted that the 5th condition was essentially the same as the intention everyone makes at the end of a confession when they say, "I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasions of sin." I argued and countered his argument by saying, "But we already formulate that intention in going to confession as one of the 4 conditions. So why add an entirely distinct 5th condition? In other words, what is the difference between the penitent's firm purpose of amendment in confession, and total detachment from mortal and venial sins. If they are essentially the same, then there really are only four conditions for an indulgence, and the fifth one is merely redundant. Now, whose side would you take in that debate? In the gospel today, Jesus seems to weigh in on the discussion about the fifth condition for an indulgence and adds avoiding scandal to the list of mortal and venial sins we must be detached from. Jesus states in no uncertain terms, it would be better for someone if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Now, Jesus is not talking directly about the conditions for a plenary indulgence. Nonetheless, he is taking a very hard line stance on the seriousness of sin, especially causing scandal, which causes others to sin, and the need to avoid it at all costs. In other words, Jesus would agree that there is a need for a distinct fifth condition of total detachment from mortal and venial sin that is more than the simple firm purpose of amendment that we all make when we go to confession. Think about it like this. You only have to do the minimum to receive the sacraments because we want everyone to be able to receive the sacraments. But you have to do the maximum to receive a plenary indulgence because not everyone can get a plenary indulgence. Why? Well, because the sacraments are sufficient to get into purgatory, whereas a plenary indulgence is sufficient to get into paradise. You can be imperfect for purgatory, but you have to be perfect for paradise, which requires total detachment from doom scrolling and from scandal. Let me add a personal caveat for my argument for the fifth condition for a plenary indulgence. If I had created Christianity and written the rules and bylaws for this religion, I would let everyone into paradise, no questions asked, and dispense with purgatory altogether. But when we are dealing with the rules and regulations of authentic Christianity, or mere Christianity, as C.S. Lewis put it, we have to consult with the one who established it, namely Jesus. At least in my reading of Luke 17, our gospel this morning, Jesus seems to set the bar rather high for entry into heaven. Indeed, it is perfection. That is, we have to avoid sin ourselves, but also take great care not to cause others to sin. In other words, we are not just trying to get ourselves into heaven, but get as many others into heaven along with us, or at least get them into purgatory. Why? Because there will be total detachment from doom scrolling in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ.